You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALIA. For some of you, this week is school conferences, kids conferences, right? I got kids conferences this week. We had our first one this morning, and it went well. Again, this is the kid that, remember I told you back in kindergarten, okay, you know, the first grade, you know, the teacher said, look, you know, the lights are out. We're trying to get them ready for kind of nap time. We're reading a story, and all of a sudden, when the class has, you know, my full attention, or I have, you know, I have the full attention of my class, your son Stone will say something and make everybody laugh, you know, and it's very disruptive, you know. And, you know, I was like, what, are you telling me that my kid is, you know, comedic timing? And she's like, no, I'm telling you that he's disrupting the class. I go, I know, you know, but very bad boy, very bad boy. You know, meanwhile, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, my baby has comedic timing. Well, here he is in the eighth grade. We're still having a little bit of an issue with the comedic timing. And in fact, that was the term that this teacher used. Your son has comedic timing. So what I got out of the conference is, number one, is the teacher appreciates comedic timing. Okay, because you don't use comedic timing if you're trying to criticize somebody's behavior. Comedic timing is a gift. Okay, however, I had a huge lesson, and this is something I'm going to have to speak with my son about what true comedic timing is. It's timing. Okay, you can't just be shooting out jokes all the time willy-nilly. Okay, you need to time it. And if you just repeatedly be funny over and over and over again, it really starts to dilute the surprise, and it just really diminishes the comedy of it. You know, like Tom Hanks, some of Tom Hanks' best work wasn't as a comedian, okay? I mean, this guy's funny, right? Remember Bosom Buddies and wasn't it Bachelor Party or whatever he did? All right, but here he is with Captain Phillips. Some of his best work is serious, okay? And I've also noticed this, too, where sometimes I get the most phenomenal compliments when I actually get serious or I start crying on air. I don't see how. To me, that's too girly. Okay, you know, guys like to be entertained. I don't really want to start getting all, you know, misty and teary-eyed about stuff. But sometimes that's what makes a comedian very endearing. You know, some of you want to know why the hell Adam Sandler did the movie Click. Okay, not one of my favorite movies. And I think he did another movie about somebody dying. I haven't seen that one. All right, because I don't really want to see my comedians in a sad movie. And Click, I think, even made me cry, which is why I don't see movies that make me cry. Tears, Terms of Endearment and Steel Magnolias, I don't want to see again because I don't want to cry. I don't go to the movies to cry. It's embarrassing, and I have snot, and then I'm puffy. It's ridiculous. But sometimes that's what comedians have to do. So back to my kid. So I need to have a talk with him. Not the talk. We already had that talk when he was in the seventh grade. Okay? No girls, condoms, super glue the condom. That was that talk. But when it comes to, you know, him finding himself identity-wise and where his talents lie, you know, I need to foster that. My kids can't be Corey Wax's or Dahlia Wax's kids. My kids have to have their own identity, which is very, very difficult for kids of people in show business because they don't want to always be in the parent's shadow, even if it's subconsciously. They don't realize that. They need to make their own identity. And my son is funnier than I ever was. I know a lot of you listen to the show going, she's not even funny. Fine. Okay, great. Good. Then my point's made. But, I mean, I made some really good rip-roaring jokes in school in my time. We're talking 1980s, 70s, and 80s. That was funny stuff then, okay? Now, the humor, there's so many more demands. And, yeah, my kid's got it. He's got it. The problem is we got to teach him and we got to foster it and we got to, you know, how do you navigate through that? And, you know, a lot of kids, this is the age and this is the time, even younger. You know, we talked about the different areas of development and maturity, et cetera. And, you know, we have isolationism and then you have the identity phase. Well, this for my son is the identity phase where he wants to find his identity. This is where he wants to put his mark on this world. All right. So how do you do that? How do you make sure they learn how to follow the rules? Okay, while still trying to make a name for themselves. Now, you know, we're kind of treading some very precarious waters because we've been offered a television show to be developed and developed with the kids. And I always worry that I'm going to have kids that are going to get screwed up because of show business. Okay, you notice I don't blame my own parenting. Okay, I think my parenting, the kids are going to come out rosy, fine. But I worry about, you know, other things I can't control. And so I'm always kind of nervous that, you know, as I venture into show business, I mean, am I going to be putting my kids under very unpredictable pressures? You know, whether it be with scrutiny or whatnot. You know, my kids were doing one of them was doing a tour of one of the schools in town for high school. And, you know, he saw the Pawn Star guys. They're driving around. I didn't know the Pawn Star guys, Rick and Corey, had a child in this particular school. But he saw them driving around, et cetera. And, yeah, that may be all fine and dandy, but what is life like without the privacy? You know, I mean, you have to watch everything you say. Now, luckily with us, we don't really say anything worthy of watching. I mean, you know, we never really say anything, you know, inappropriate. I mean, yeah, you know, maybe I may talk about my own personal dalliances in the past, but in terms of saying something that could be inappropriate, I mean, luckily we don't have to worry about that. But, you know, it's a big decision for me to try to determine if, you know, we're going to move forward with my kids being in a television show that could possibly have the same popularity, God willing, as a Pawn Stars or Duck Dynasty. And I'm nervous about that because I want my kids to grow up right. I want them to grow up not in a fantasy land. I want them to grow up having some privacy. I also want them to grow up knowing what it's like to be I don't want to use the word hungry, but where you got to really work for it, you know? I mean, I had to hold two or three jobs all the time, all the way through medical school, even in medical school. You know, I know what it's like to have a potato for dinner and make that last two meals, right? You know, the Top Ramen days, they really build character. And I'm kind of at that stage where, you know, I've been very, very fortunate to be able to spoil my kids, but am I doing more harm than good? So that's what I'm going through. All right, your questions, your comments, medical news coming right up. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network, making this coast-to-coast broadcast, and Don, who is working the dials. Okay, I got a couple emails here. You guys have to listen to these, because this is, these are kind of interesting and going to be hard to answer. First, we got Garrett writing, Doctor, my wife has gotten fat, very fat. When I married her, she was 140 pounds. Now she's pushing 300. I need to say something to her, but I'm afraid to. What's the best way for a husband to approach weight issues with his wife? I know, he's a dead man. Yeah, I know. Can't help you on that one, buddy. No, we'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about what to do in that case. And then let me also give you guys this one. These are initials. O-P. These are initials. Doctor, I'm not attracted to my wife anymore. She gained weight and has become a different person, such that I don't find myself wanting to pursue sexual relations. We've been married for 10 years. Please help. Yeah, no, this isn't my husband who wrote that. And the reason why I know why is because we've been married 17 years. Yeah, see, that would stink. Dr. Dahlia, I am married to a woman who has started to have an increased abdominal girth. I've been married to her for 17 years. She doesn't get along with my parents. And she's even growing some facial hair. What do I do? I'd be like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my baby's leaving me. Yeah, but no, neither of these are from my husband. Okay, so let's go to the first one. Doctor, my wife has gotten fat. When I married her, she was 140, now pushing 300. What's the best way for a husband to approach weight issues with his wife? You know, this is a really, really good topic because I think women have the same problem talking to men about their weight. Okay? My husband and I do not talk about each other's weight. Now, mind you, we're really getting into shape and we're really looking good now. Okay? We always talk about positive feedback, but my husband and I, although we're married, and we could talk about any subject. We do not go to weight. We could talk politics. We could talk religion. We even talk about each other's mothers. I mean, we have that relationship. We're best friends. But there is no way we talk about weight. Now, but we do approach the subject, okay? Now, the very first time I approached a subject with my husband, we had just gotten married. And I asked him why he wasn't working out like so-and-so. Now, that so-and-so was an ex-boyfriend of mine. So that was probably the worst way to bring up the subject, which is why I learned not to. But the one way you could bring it up is if you think your wife has lost weight, don't patronize, you don't want to lie. But if your wife is wearing something where she looks a little slender, okay? And trust me, a 300-pounder could still start to look slender in certain outfits. You could say, I think you're losing weight. Damn, girl, what are you doing? Yeah, I think you're losing weight. And then, now, she could take it, what? I have to lose weight? I thought you said I look fine. You could be screwed. But hopefully, you know, she gets a little happy, whatever. Engage. Remember we talked about the three E's? You have to engage, educate, and enlist. Okay, you got to engage the person. Whether you do radio, whether you're selling a car, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a husband. Okay, you got to engage the person. Okay, don't patronize, don't lie. But, you know, you go, you know what, I think you're losing some weight. Looks good. I think I'm liking it. Okay, you could do that because that's honest. Okay, you're liking that she's losing weight. You think she is. That's not a lie. Okay? All right? Now, then you educate. Well, I don't know. I mean, I know I have to lose weight. I think I'm losing weight, but what do you think? What do I do? You know, well, honey, I mean, I've been listening to Dr. Oz, I've been listening to Dr. Dahlia, Alex Jones has been losing weight, there's a variety of things, I gotta lose some pounds too. Should we work together? But I mean, I gotta tell you, I can see it, and I think we got some momentum here. Alright? And that's one way you could go. I know guys are like, come on, Dahlia, the average wife isn't stupid. No, but that worked for me. Okay, well, you know, every now and then my husband would be like, I don't know what, I think you're losing weight. Well, then, damn, I jumped on the bandwagon with that one. All right? Now, sometimes, though, you could be almost too positive, and they go, well, wait a second, if I'm losing weight, then I guess whatever I'm eating and my level of exercise is good enough. Okay, no. Okay, now you need to start to educate on different things they could do to lose weight, and then you got to enlist them. Okay, so now how do you enlist? How do you get them now to kind of do what you want? How do you get the person to come in on Saturday to buy the car? How do I get somebody to listen tomorrow for the next show? All right, so now what you do is you enlist them and go, you want to do like a little contest? You know what I mean? We both have to lose, what, 20 pounds? I understand she weighs 300, but let's start easy. Okay, you know, we both maybe want to lose 20 pounds. Let's have a little contest. Okay, nobody weighs themselves until, 2-3 weeks. Okay, let's have a little contest, and we'll see what we do. And then winner gets to pick the prize. I don't know. Okay, just come up with something. I know you guys are giggling. No, nothing dirty. You know, you don't always have to incorporate sex into everything. But still, I mean, you know, that could still be a reward. I mean, you know, if you guys are both, you know, into that, certain things, okay, make sure it's consensual. But enlist. Okay? You know, I mean, I know the best thing for me is when my husband and I do really well when we're both on the same type of program. Okay? Like last night, I was craving pesto chicken pizza with spinach. So we went to there's a restaurant in town called BJ's. Stop the giggles. It's a restaurant called BJ's. And they have this deep dish pizza with chicken and spinach. Okay, I had a real rough day yesterday, so I just dug in. Well, I screwed my husband up with the diet, okay? You know, couples have to really work together on this. So you guys need to work together. You know, so you know what? Let's go to Weight Watchers together. You may not have to go to Weight Watchers. Okay, but you could say, look, you know, my doctor said my cholesterol's up, my doctor said my blood pressure's up, let's go together. So try to do a group type of thing, okay? And then if you don't think that's working, and you think you're losing her, and you think she's going to leave you, and you got nothing else to lose, then maybe be honest. Maybe she needs some honesty. Okay? You know, maybe you need to say, you know, look, all right, I don't want to lose you. Everybody, Michelle Obama is saying we all need to lose weight. You're going to quote Michelle Obama in our home? Just listen to me, baby. I don't want you to die. I love you. And I am scared to death about your weight. Let us go to the doctor. You're sexy. You still got it. You're voluptuous. I still want you. But, honey, you know, I don't know much about diabetes and all this health type of stuff. And I just want to make sure that we're staying healthy and that you and I grow old together. Let's go to the doctor together and figure out how to knock the sucker out of the ballpark. Maybe you just have to do that. Okay? You know, all this tiptoeing that we do, and I'm just as guilty with the whole tiptoeing thing. Okay? I don't think that's really doing us any good. And why? Because we all grew up to be pansies. When did we start kitten gloving everything? I mean, when I grew up, when I was younger, I had a tushy on me. I was pretty skinny, but I had a butt, right? So I go over to my grandma's house. Now, my father's parents were always used euphemisms. They were always positive. My mom's parents told it like it is. My grandma walks by. She looks at my butt, and she goes, "You got a big butt," and walks off. Now, I was insulted by that, but that's how our elders talk to us, you know? That haircut makes you look like a boy. I know. My mom made me cut my hair short. Why are you making your daughter look like a boy? Those were the conversations we had growing up. You know, I mean, they were very, very abrupt. I'm not sure why my father's parents were always so sweet, because he was really straight to the point. Oh, my gosh, Dolly, you're so stupid. Why are you so stupid? I mean, that's just how we were talked to growing up. And you know what? I'm not feeling sorry for myself, because it made me who I was today. Okay? You know, I was grown up being told I was stupid, I was weak, I was dumb, I was being too slutty, I was going to get knocked up, I was going to bleed all over the couch with my period, and they'd have to kick me out of the house because I'd be spreading, I don't know, parasites. I mean, this is how my family talked to us growing up. And so I got some pretty thick skin, and thank God, because in radio and show business and in medicine, you got to have some thick skin. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe you need to really go home to your spouse and say, you know, look, I love you. Don't read anything into this. But if we're overweight, let's get our weight in check. And maybe they'll get hurt. Maybe you won't get any tonight. But maybe that's the best thing for this. You know? O.P. These are initials. Doctor, I'm not attracted to my wife anymore. She's gained weight, become a different person, such that I don't find myself wanting to pursue sexual relations. We've been married for 10 years. Please help. Okay, now this is something we'll talk about when we come back on break. What do you do if you start losing interest in your wife? Or women, if you start losing interest in your husband. Women losing interest in their husband happens a lot more, and it's not because they don't like their husband. It's because their sex drive goes down. But a lot of men who have pretty good sex drives, if they don't find interest in their wife, what's going on here? Okay, I thought all guys like, you know, yeah. All right, don't go away. The Lilies. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Speak, 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 speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of our listeners is not attracted to his wife anymore. I know some of you guys say just one. Come on, be nice. She's gained weight, has become a different person. He doesn't want to pursue her sexually. They've been married for 10 years. Please help. You know, we always talk about women losing sexual interest in their husbands. We don't talk a lot about our men losing sexual interest in their wives. And I think we are under a misconception that guys will have sex with anything, no matter what, anytime. And no, that's not true. Take it from me. I have a very, very difficult time getting my husband sexually aroused. Yeah. Okay. Oh, am I alone? But I thought this happens to everybody. No, so, you know, guys don't just turn it on all the time. They don't have sex with anything that walks. I mean, maybe, yes, in their younger years, maybe some people are nymphomaniacs, women and men alike. But men also need to be coaxed as well. They may not need as long of foreplay, but I think they do like that. And I think a lot of us women, we don't really listen to our husbands as much as we listen to everything else and what's on television and what's on radio. And maybe we need to listen to our husbands more. Maybe we need to find out what they really want. And a lot of guys are embarrassed to approach those subjects, what they want. Do they want French maid? Do they want leather? Do they want the mother-in-law moving out of the house? Did you guys ever think about that one? Maybe if the mother-in-law is living with you guys, the sex drive goes down? Okay, you need to find out. His initials are OP, so I don't know how to call him by name. But if you're listening, you need to actually think about what is really turning you off about your wife. Okay, sometimes you have all these circumventing circumstances, you know, circumventing and or surrounding, shall we say, surrounding. Circumvent's the wrong word. You know, surrounding you that your wife is looking unattractive, but if you could get rid of all the crap that's going on around you, and you just look at your woman, you may actually want her. Okay, but you got the issue of, well, maybe she cheated on you, or maybe you got the mother in the house, or maybe you have, she's spending all your money and causing stress, or she's always, you know, watching you by texts and telephones, and you don't get a moment to yourself, so you always think you're being watched. I mean, an attractive person could do unattractive things. That could turn you off. But then on the flip side, are you also making excuses? Are you just really not attracted to her? Did you lose the passion? Are you out of love? Now, I know a lot of us could have sex with somebody we're not in love with, but for a lot of people, especially once you're married, once you lose the love, sometimes it's hard to be with that person. So I think we really need to start being honest with ourselves and honest with each other about what the hell is going on. Now, what if it is like he says? What if she gained weight? Okay, should that matter? Well, I remember when I was in medical school, one of my colleagues, medical students, we were studying late at night. There was a bunch of us. I think I was the only girl, but, you know, we always talked about guy stuff because they thought, you know, I could take it. And I guess they were talking about divorce, you know, and I'm like, well, I would never get divorced. You know, there was a Catholic there. He said, I'd never get divorced. And one of my friends said, oh, I would if she gets fat. Absolutely, you're allowed. I'm like, you're joking. He's like, no. If my wife gets fat, I'm going to divorce her. She's going to know that early on. Now, some of you are thinking, okay, well, what type of thinking is that? All right, but I'm going to tell you, that's probably a lot more pervasive than you, and a lot more common than you think. Okay, there are some people that really can't stand fat, or they really don't want to be married to somebody that becomes overweight. Well, let me tell you something, you know, people, after carrying a couple kids, okay, throw in that some menopause and maybe a thyroid disorder. Okay, becoming fat is very easy. I want you all, when you start looking for your future wife or future husband, to assume they're going to be overweight. Okay, when you go into marriage, everybody looks at the person they're with, going, okay, they look like this and this is the way they'll always be. No, before you go into marriage, and this is what I did with my husband and he did with me. And it may seem sick, but I imagined him overweight. I imagined him in a wheelchair. I imagined him with a big rectal abscess. Okay, and I asked myself, would I love him no matter what? And I know that's very easy when it's, you know, not fantasy. You would fantasize about that when it's make-believe. But, I didn't, before I went into my marriage, going, if he changes his looks or becomes bald or loses a couple teeth, we're through. No, you can't have a marriage conditional like that. Now, if she's gained weight, okay, and she's morbidly obese, yeah, absolutely, that could be a turnoff. Okay, I mean, you know, we could be honest. Sometimes being overweight, I mean, I do not look 1/100th as sexy as I did prior to having a couple kids. You know, I mean, I've been getting myself into shape. I think I look good for my age, but I've looked better. I've looked way better. And so, you know, your marriage and your sexual life has to then be, now I could use the word circumvent looks, okay? There are ways that these couples, and, you know, we see these couples, they're not very good looking. Yet, they seem to have a very active sex life. Well, what is it? Are things happening during that time that they each like? Are there other sorts of benefits? Okay? The attractiveness aspect doesn't have to be there for intimacy. Now, the reason why this is so important is because I think a lot of marriages fall apart because some people are like, well, you know what? I really don't like the cellulite. My wife has cellulite now. It's a turnoff. Well, I mean, if you're turned off that easily, I mean, you're really not going to like her when she's in her 70s. I mean, you know, we really need to, you know, stop and go, you know, look, what is attractive and concentrate on that. Of course, you start to lose the attractiveness as you age. I get that. Okay. And of course, there's going to be other people you find more attractive than your wife or your husband. That's going to happen. Okay. That's why we have these laminated lists. Right? Who could be if, you know, something happens, let's say, or the world's falling apart, which people can you be with? You know, your husband allows you to be with or your wife. None of us would do it because we don't want to go to hell. But still, my husband knows gosh darn well that Viggo Mortensen is on that list. Channing Tatum is on that list. Not Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars. I got to tell you, Rick is good looking, but no, he's not on my laminated list. No. Bruce Willis is on my list, okay? He almost fell off my list when Rick dressed up as him, but I got to tell you, Rick and Donna, Bruce Willis, he really can. Okay, so anyway, now there's somebody else who I think is really, really hot. And not, you know, the Walking Dead guy? No, the Walking Dead guy, he reminds me of Viggo Mortensen, so Viggo Mortensen would be on my list. But anyway, that's neither here. Legolas, maybe Legolas is there. Where was I going with this? So, it is okay to find other people attractive. You don't want to lie, right, when there's these, I don't know, beach beauties walking by going, oh, no, honey, you're more beautiful than them. Okay, your wife's smarter than that. But, you need to figure out if you are losing that attractiveness or you don't want to be intimate with your wife. You need to figure out that there's nothing more than that. If you're in love with somebody else and instead you're suppressing that and you're starting to dislike your wife, blaming her for her weight, you got to have a good talk with yourself or maybe see a marriage therapist and figure out what's going on here. Okay, but I can't stand people leaving a marriage blaming one person for gaining weight, and that's always brought up. Well, you let yourself go. You let yourself go. No, okay, people let themselves go. People get into car accidents. People have cancer. Okay, that's not why you leave a marriage. Okay, if somebody's leaving a marriage because they don't love you anymore, then you got to be honest. Be a man, be a woman, and face the facts and face the truth and be honest. But don't let the other person think it's because they got fat. All right, guys, let's hit some medical headlines when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, now they have found 2 pesticides tied to a higher risk of a gynecological disorder. For those of you who know me, I probably had every gynecological disorder out there. I don't need any more. But they find that two pesticides have been associated with endometriosis. Now, do you guys know what endometriosis is? It affects about 5 million women in the United States. It's where part of your uterus lining escapes the uterus, and it lands and implants on other parts of the body, like, you know, your bowel wall, your ovary, fallopian tube, maybe even liver. Okay, abdominal wall cavity. And so the reason why part of your uterus lining escaping, even though I'm sure my whole uterus wants to escape my body with all the stuff it's seen. But anyway, the reason why that's so painful is, remember, what does the uterus lining do each month? The uterus lining has to build up in preparation of having a baby. Okay, and the lining is stimulated by certain hormones and feedback mechanisms that your body gives. So if the implant or parts of that lining escape and land everywhere else, it will still beef up around week 3 of your period, and then it'll start to shed when the hormones drop and your progesterone drops to prepare for menses in your period. So women with endometriosis have excruciating periods because they're bleeding in other parts of their body as well, and not just the cramps of the uterus. And it's really debilitating. It really is. So, you know, if you have an employee that takes off work because she has endometriosis, rather than saying, oh, these women are playing the girl card, you may want to kind of give her a hug, because endometriosis is one tough puppy. Anyway, researchers compared 248 women with newly diagnosed endometriosis and 538 women without the condition, and found that those with higher exposure to two pesticides classified as organochlorines had a 30% to 70% higher risk of endometriosis. Now, these pesticides are beta-hexachlorocyclohexane and Murex. This is according to the study published in the Journal of Environmental Health Perspectives. Now, endometriosis is estrogen-driven, which is why a lot of times birth control helps prevent some of the endometriosis pain that people get. But why would these hormones be involved? Well, they just found that these chemicals were detectable in blood samples of women in their study. And they found that as a woman had more endometriosis risk, they seem to have higher levels of the pesticides. Now, what that means is we women have to make a choice. Either painful, gut-wrenching endometriosis, or, shall we say, the spiders. Now, I'm very scared of spiders. So if you have me make a choice between a gut-wrenching, internal bleeding, stabbing endometriosis event, or having the chance of a spider come by the house, I gotta choose the endometriosis. I'm sorry. So I'm still gonna pesticide and spray the house. There's no way. There is no way. I am so scared of spiders. Listen, I know where the Midol is in every pharmacy. I could blindfolded walk into a Walgreens and know where the Midol is. I'll be okay. I am not going to be okay if there's a spider. I won't be able to live in that house until my husband comes home and kills a spider. If I think my husband's pretending, like he goes, I got it, he needs to show me. And he needs to show me not one of the legs. I have to find all 8 legs. Because I fear that if my husband kills a spider and there's only 6 legs, those 2 legs are going to come after me. So he has to actually locate all 8 legs of that spider for me. So I'm convinced that the spider is killed. So, sorry, and endometriosis or not, we're pesticiding and spraying it down. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, alcohol dependence. Some of you guys are addicted to alcohol and depend on alcohol, and you are trying to break the habit. And bravo, keep that going. I always recommend AA. I think Alcoholics Anonymous is phenomenal and probably gets the most credit for people staying sober. But some of you may need a little help. So a very popular anticonvulsant is, and we also use it for neuropathic pain, called gabapentin, may actually help you fight your alcohol dependence. After a 12-week study, They found that participants taking 1,800 milligrams of gabapentin, no, you can't chase it with Jack, 1,800 milligrams of gabapentin taken with water were twice as likely to refrain from heavy drinking and four times as likely to stop drinking altogether. Why would gabapentin work? I don't know. I'm just reading the news, people. I really don't know. All right. But, you know, maybe it's because, again, it acts neuropathically. It works on neuropathic pain. It helps fight seizures. You know, some of these medications may know how to maybe control some of the craving centers. And, you know, gabapentin, it does make you sleepy. And so maybe the other thing is gabapentin maybe makes you sleepy so you could get better night's sleep so you're less agitated. You know, a lot of you drink alcohol because you can't sleep. You know, if we do start to see alcohol use go down, it's probably because we're seeing Ambien use and Lunesta use and other types of sleeping aids go up. I mean, in the olden days, you put yourself to sleep with alcohol. That's what you did. Okay? Even cough syrups were made with alcohol. Well, now that we have the pharmaceuticals taking over, we're able to not have to go to the drink. But unfortunately, now we have a lot of people dependent on sleeping medication. And gabapentin helps make you sleep. So that could possibly be an issue. And I know some of you are like, wait a second. So then maybe Ambien can help fight alcohol dependence. No, it doesn't work that way. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so Obama has added a caveat to the you can keep your insurance declaration. Okay, apparently last night, if you like your current insurance, you could keep that insurance. Okay, he's had to change that now. And he has changed it now to if you had one of these plans before the Affordable Health Care Act came into law and you really liked the plan, what we said, this is his quote, was you can keep it if it hasn't changed since the law passed. What? Do you get that? You can keep the plan if it hasn't changed since the law passed. My health insurance has not changed since, and I'm still getting dropped. Why? Because it doesn't have maternity, and I don't want maternity anyway. So Obama kind of tweaked, just like the Supreme Court tweaked the law, he kind of tweaked this after everybody was ripping on him for saying if you like your plan, you could keep it. Well, we got a big problem here. We're now hearing that 93 million, in fact, there was a report in 2010 that the White House knew that 93 million were going to lose their health insurance plan. This is some scary stuff. But remember, the more needy we become, the more dependent on the government and the mighty Obamacare, the better the government is. The government wants us putting money into the system. Now, the problem is, as many of us, and my husband and I had that same conversation, I mean, do we even buy the insurance? Should we just take the $95 tax? But, I mean, I have been taught, you know, from my years of being poor and from family who had tried to teach me to spend wisely, that you don't buy something that has crappy value. And, I don't care what Obama says. We're in a pickle. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.